So yesterday was a very important event. What was that? Balaram Jayanti. A parent's day of Lord Balaram. Who knows who is Balaram? Anyone answer? Who is Balaram? Not you. Anyone knows who is Balaram? Yes.
The first expansion of Krishna.
Expansion, past expansion of Krishna, yes. Anyone else?
Is no difference between Krishna and Balaram.
In your altar anywhere, there is Balaram is there?
Yes.
Where?
Nityananda.
Yes. Rajananda Namasai Jai Sachi Sutta Hegasai Balaram Haiva Nitha. Varanga Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna, Nityananda is non-different from Balaram. So, Prabhuji requested me to speak about Balaram, because yesterday you were busy in central Jarsim temple opening here. So, okay, but Balaram Sankarsana Karanatane Sai Garbhadasai Cha Payabdhi Sai Sesascha Dasyam Sakala Sahanityanandakhya Raman Balaraman Saranamu Asko. I am taking center of the lotus feet of Lord Rama or Lord Balaram, whose expansions are Sankarsana, Karananda Kosai, Garbhada Kosai, and Kirodakshara Vishnu. They all are expansions, they are from Balaram. So there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Ekai Swarupa, they are same person, only Bhirna Matra Kaya, only the bodily color is different. Here is both, Gornita is both in fair complexion, but if you see, actually Krishna was not like Balaram. Anyone have visited our Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, India? You see, if Balaram is white and Krishna is black. Only the color is different. Otherwise, there is no difference in power, in their strength, in their opulence, in their activities. There are so many questions in Bhagavatam. We saw that the sages in Naimisharanya, they asked so many questions. One of the questions was, Rama, they heard about to the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Kritavan Kila Karmani Saharamena Kesava Atimatyani Bhagavan Gudha Kapata Manusaha. And they asked that those Krishna with his elder brother Balaram, they performed so many pastimes in Brajabhumi, Vrindavan. They are not, though they are looks like ordinary human beings, but actually their pastimes are not possible to perform such pastimes by ordinary human beings. Ati Martyan. They are above our imagination. So, that's why Ati Marty Bhagavan Gudha Kapata Manusa. Kapata Manusa, they are not the ordinary human beings. They look like human beings, but they are not ordinary human beings. They are superhuman. They are supreme personality of Godhead. So, the sages, they wanted to hear about those pastimes of Saha Ramayana Kesava. Not only Krishna's pastime, they want to listen the pastime of Rama. Who is that Rama? That Rama is Balaram. So when describing Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto, 2nd chapter, 8th verse, 8th verse up to 13th verse is describing that Balaram. Sukadeva Goswami is describing that Krishna, before appearing in the womb of Devaki, Krishna asked Jogamaya Devi. Jogamaya Devi. Then he told, Gatsa Devi Vrajanu Bhadre Gopa Gopi Ralankritam Devakya Jathare Garbhan Sesakyam Dhamamamakam Tat Sangvi Krishya Vahinya Udare Sangvesaya Garbha Sankarsanatam Vai Prahu Sankarsanam Bhuvi Rame Ki Lokaramana Balabhadran Balachaya. This is Krishna's speech. Krishna is speaking to whom? जोग माया देवी, इसको टेलिंग ओ जोग माया देवी इंटरनल पोटेंसी यू गो टू गोकुल वृंदावन. What is business? What is what there? Krishna is telling, you go there. There is in the seventh child that is in the womb of Devaki. That is my expansion. That is my past expansion. Balaram is there. You go and by my mercy, you will be able to do that activity that that is the work I am giving to you. Just transfer that child from the womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. If you do this and following my order, all over world people will worship you. Chandika, Kali, Durga, so many names. Everyone will worship you more than me. Krishna gave them. That's why you see. Jai Mata. The boon is given by Krishna. Krishna told, if you will do my business, then everyone will worship you. So, in this way, Krishna gave this boon to Jogamaya Devi. Go and do this business. Transfer the seventh child from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And then Krishna, because time is limited, I am going very brief. Otherwise, one of the name of Balaram is Ananta. Ananta means?
Unlimited.
His glories are unlimited. You cannot describe in one. Just few minutes or few hours. You go on, go on, go on. Unlimited glories. So, then Krishna himself also, now Balaram not took birth. He has not appeared. But Krishna gave the name of Balaram. What this child, when he come out from the womb of Rohini, what will be his names? What will be his names? Then he told the Bhakti specifically, Garbha Sankarsana Tangvai Prahu Sankarsana Bhumi Rameti Lokaramana Balabhadram Balachaya. This child have these names. As Prabhupada is translating this verse, the son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from womb of Devaki to womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. So, if you are thinking Balaram is the elder brother, Krishna is the younger brother. Krishna came after Balaram. But who is giving the name of Balaram? Krishna is giving the name of Balaram. Before it, he has not appeared. He has not appeared, but Krishna is giving, after he is taking bath, what will be his name? He is giving the name, these three names of that child. They come out from the mother, the womb of Mother Rohini. Krishna is speaking to Jogamaya Devi. And that three names, what are the names? Sankarsana, Ram, Balaram, and Balabhadra. Balabhadra. Prabhupada Thakur. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsana, Balaram, or sometimes Ram. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Rama. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama. Rama iti lokaramana. Krishna is telling to Jogamaya Devi. So, clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rama iti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Rama. Jayadeva Goswami also speak three Ramas, Parshurama, Raghupati Rama, and so in this way, so we could know who is cause of whom. Krishna is cause of Balaram or Balaram is cause of Krishna?
Krishna is cause of
Krishna. Iswara Paraman Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Radhe Adi Govinda Sarvakarana. When Balaram also manifested from him. Though in spiritual world they always exist, still बलराम इज नेसरी कृष्ण इज कॉज ऑफ ऑल कलेश सच्चिदानंद विग्रह सच्चिद आनंद फिर कृष्ण वांट्स टू एक्सप्लेन हिमसेल्फ देन फास्ट बलराम केम फ्रॉम हिज राइट साइड एंड लेफ्ट साइड उड़ के हो फर्स्ट बलराम सत हुई चित चित शक्ति इज बलराम आनंद शक्ति इज हादिनी शक्ति अवहादिनी शक्ति प्रिजर्व पोटेंशियल इज राधारानी प्रिजर्व पोटेंशियल अवहादिनी शक्ति बलराम इज नॉलेज इज आदि गुरु इज द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज द प्राइमरी स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर फॉर गिविंग नॉलेज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर कमिंग फ्रॉम हिम And when we are expecting and accepting the spiritual masters, they are coming from Nityananda Balaram. He is Adi Guru. So his knowledge. And Sat, always Krishna is Sat. And you say Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. So Krishna gave the name of Balaram before his appearance. Told these three names, this child, Balaram, after he is taking bath, three names. After Gargamuni also gave, but he gave the same name, what Krishna has already given before. So in this way, we see how Krishna is, though he is younger brother, but he is actually the cause of all causes. Krishnadas Kavadas Goswami Chaitanya Charitamrita said, as he is telling, Sarvavatari Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, तहार द्वितीय देह श्री बलराम अवतारी मीन्स हुई सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकर्नेशन हुई सोर्स ऑफ ऑल अवतार ऑल इनकर्नेशन ही इज नोन एज अवतारी कृष्ण एंड गौरांग दे आर नॉट अवतार दे आर अवतारी दे सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकर्नेशन दैट्स व्हाई हुई एम जयदेव गोस्वामी इज राइटिंग हिज दस अवतार स्तोत्र He did not mention Krishna's name, neither. He is telling, Kesavadhita meena sarira, Kesavadhita kurma sarira, Kesavadhita varaha rupa. He told Kesavadhita, Balaram nehaladhara rupa, Balaram, but no Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is avatari. When Prabhupada was giving initiation, sometimes he asked this question, who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Someone told, okay, he is the incarnation of Krishna. Prabhupada will be correcting him immediately. He is Krishna himself. And he, sometimes someone told, okay, he is the incarnation. So no more incarnation, he is source of all incarnation. Sarva avatari Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan. He is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna. But his next expansion, first expansion, is Balaram. Ekai Swarupa Duhe Bhirna Matra Kaya. Only same personality, but they know it only kaya, bhinna, there is only difference in body color. Adya kaya duha Krishna virarasaha. He is serving Krishna in five different ways. Just like I chanted this verse, sometimes how he is helping serving Krishna. He is servitor God. Krishna is the he is taking service, and who is this? Krishna is taking service, but who is serving? How is serving? Sankarsana, Karavata Kusai, Garavata Kusai, Hiravdhi Sai, and Sesa, Sebastian Sakura. Balarama expands in five different forms. So in Sankarsana, clearly I will not go in detail, it will be very wrong. Okay. This four in the expansion like Sankarsan, Karvadaksai, Garvadaksai, and Payabdhisai, Kiravdhisai. These four expansions for creation. How to create? Sankarsana is the cause of the spiritual world. This second Sankarsan, all the spiritual world emanates from him. And this from second Sankarsan, these three Purusha avatars came. Karvadaksai is the cause of all the spirit mind. He is sleeping on the Karvadaksai. And his, from his, there's a Chico, then all the Brahma, these planets are coming out. So then every planet, one, Garbhadaksha is entering, every universe. Then from his navel, Brahma is appearing. This is Garbhadaksha Vishnu. So there is one Karmadaksha Vishnu, but many Garbhadaksha Vishnus. Then, Kirtan Gosai Vishnu is residing a super soul in everyone's heart, this Paramatma. And when did their increase of demoniac peoples, Paritraya Sadhana, Vinasaya Chudrishku, that personality, Kirtan Gosai Vishnu, he took incarnations and he killed demons. So this was all business, that is Balaram himself doing this business. But the last one is Sesa. As Sesa he served in all way to Balaram and Krishna. A Sesa is, what do you mean of Sesa? And. He earned all service of Krishna. There is no other service left. He himself expanded himself to Dham as Brother Dham and Navadip Dham. His Balaram himself is expanding himself. This Balaram, this Dham is when Balaram himself expanded. His dress, whatever the dress Krishna is wearing, his sacred thread, his crown, all the ornaments he is using, when his necklace, the seat where he is sitting, everything is expansion of who? Balaram himself expands to serve Krishna. In this way, he served him. And if you want to have some service for Krishna, you have desire to serve Krishna, then you have to take shelter of Balaram. Without his mercy, you cannot get any service. That's why Narada Das Thakur says, Henanita Vine Bhai Radha Krishna Paitenai Dridha Kari Bharo Nitai Nitai Karuna Have Braje Radha Krishna. Without mercy of Nityananda Balaram, there is no question of getting the service of Gauranga or Radha Krishna. So, he is serving in all rasas. There is Krishna can be served in five principal rasas there. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So, Santa rasa he has expanded himself Dham. His brother Dham, Balaram himself expanded himself. Dasya, he considered himself also as the servant of Krishna. Who? Balaram. He always considered himself as servant of Krishna. That's why Ananta, who is Ananta Saya? That is Ananta Saya Sajya, or this bed of Krishna, his everything is. That is in Santa Rasa he is serving. Whom? Actually, also Dasya Rasa. Some statements we can see. One time there was what? Krishna's grandson who? Sambha. Aniruddha Sambha, he went to where? Hastinapur. And he fell in love with Lakshmana, daughter of Duryodhana. The Kshatriyas, that is their habit, their tradition. By force they kidnap and they were running. And the all Kauravas there together. They come to fight with him. No one person could not fight with him. But they come all together, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, they all just arrested him. And news came to where? Dwarka. So now all Jadavas, they become angry. They want to come to fight with him. Yes, Dwarka. But Balaram told Drona, no, stop. He's my disciple. Who? Duryodhana is my disciple. I go there and make it peaceful with you. Balaram, one quality of Balaram, he did not like so much fighting all these things. He was not really peaceful. When Mahabharata started, Balaram told to Krishna, Kanaya, we should not go to take part in that war. Let's but Krishna told him, I am not going to fight, I am not take any open. But I have to sit on the chariot of Arjuna. I have a desire to see the Kurva. Balaram told no. If Kanaya told no, I promised, so I am not fighting in the sitting on the chariot. Balaram becoming evil. Okay. Then you go wherever you go, then you go. You just leave for pilgrimage, traveling the different places. So Balaram told, okay, I have got they arrested of Aniruddha, sorry, Sambha. They arrested Sambha. So I am going and I will do some peaceful negotiation. Balaram came. And he directly did not enter Hastinapur palace. Stay outside. Then he gave message, I am here. Call Duryodhana. And all the Pandavas, the Kauravas, they should immediately have an auspicious marriage of who? Sambhu and Lakshmana. Then as a couple, married couple, bring them in front of them. So they think, how is he giving God is always also, how he is giving just dictation? What is this? Of course, Duryodhana was silent, but others, they did not turn on him. Told, okay, here now they are like our subordinate peoples. We are the emperor of the world, Hastinapura is the kingdom of the entire world. And Dwarka, they are thinking that just one small territory that is under us. How they think they give him order? So they told Balaram like that. Now this thinking that the Sul is thinking to stay on our head. Hearing this, Balaram started laughing loudly. He told, okay, these people thinking Krishna is by their mercy, Krishna is they are in a hospital by his Dwarka. Then he tells us in Bhagavatam, he chanted, Jasyam Dhripanka Sarojo Akhila Loka Palai Mavilyo Tamaira Dhita Upasita Tirtha Tirtham Brahma Bhava Ahamati Jasya Kalaya Sri Charahima Chiramashyan Upasananko Balaram. Laughing, he told, oh, this look, this peoples, and this Kauravas, they are thinking Krishna is subordinate to them. Brahma, Bhava means Lord Shiva, Aham, myself, Balaram, we all consider ourselves a servant and servant of Krishna. And these Kauravas, they are thinking Krishna has to follow their order. I have to teach some lesson to these people, sir. Then he took his transcendental cloud, put the whole Hastinapura side, just made a big hole. Now plant it, just pull it out and just throw it into the ocean. So this Hastinapura, here is, then all the Hastinapura people that are living in Hastinapura, they also, when you are just making a hole inside, just outside, all Hastinapura, then you have dragging Hastinapura now, then there was a big earthquake. All buildings are falling down, right? They were started there. And they all immediately took Lakshmana and who? Lakshmana and Sambhu. They gave to Balaram, please excuse us. See, Mr. Balaram, in that verse, he's expressing his feeling as a servant of Krishna. As Sakha, he's also served Krishna as Sakha means. Because together they go forest, herding cows. Sometimes they tired. Krishna will sit down, Balaram maybe sometimes put his head on his thigh and just sit. Sometimes Krishna will message Peter, Balaram. Sometimes Balaram also message Peter, Krishna. Sometimes they fight each other. Many verses, nice verses in Bhagavatam, time is given. So in this way we see Sakya as friends. He also served. A Santa, a Dasya, a friend also is served Krishna. And being the elder brother of Krishna, he is also in that service. When they are going together, Krishna Balaram, then Jasoda will call Balaram. Balaram, he is famous and known as all of our brothers everywhere. You know, they know him as Dauji. Dauji means elder brother. They call him Dauji. Daud. Brajbhasa, they told Daud means elder brother. Jasoda called Balaram, I am sending this Kanhaiya with you only. Because you are there, you take responsibility of Kanhaiya. He is very naughty. Always take care of Kanhaiya. Sometimes Balaram chastised whom? He is right to chastise Krishna. So in this way, he is elder brother. When there is marriage of any when Krishna kidnapping whom? Rukmani. That's the middle of all the soldiers, thousands of soldiers, big heroes there, like who? Shishupala, Dantavatra, Jarasandha, there's so many heroes. It's not just took Rukmani, kidnapped Rukmani, just took her on a chariot, in a chariot and in a running. All the following, Rukmini was following. Rukmini, the brother of Rukmani, was thinking to his sister. He had a plan to give her sister to Shishupal in marriage. So Krishna Rukmini came to fight him, but how can he fight with Krishna? Krishna is very easily defeated him. And as their relation, brother-in-law, and he just save up him in different places, co-husbanding him, and just dragging him, just dragging him in the backside, he just bound him in the chariot. Rukmini is crying, Balaram came. Balaram came, what are you doing? He's our relative now, who? Anyhow, he is already relative, not good to behave in such a way. Then Balaram, in outwardly, Balaram chastised whom? Rukmini became the relative. So, anyhow, he says sometimes he becomes, as the elder brother, he chastises Krishna. Sometimes he has right to chastise. So that's why he is in Vatsalya. Kanhaiya. What he called Krishna? Kanhaiya. Like Mother Yashoda also called Kanhaiya. Balaram also called him. Kanhaiya. So he put his hand on his shoulder. Who is more powerful? One time he brought Krishna Ramar. Our Krishna Balaram came to Vrindavan. Prabhupada asked, is Krishna Balaram standing? Who is more powerful? Krishna is more powerful or Balaram is more powerful? Because Prabhupada told him, no, Krishna is more powerful because Balaram is putting hand and he is just learning. He is depending on the power of Krishna. He is getting all source of power in Krishna. Sarvakarana? Anyhow, in Vatsalya say also Balaram is serving. Whom? Krishna. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur Vyavasika Acharya. He told, who is Ananga Manjari, the younger daughter of, is a younger sister of Radharani. Ananga Manjari is also daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. Radharani is one brother and one sister, younger sister and one elder brother. Elder brother was Sridham, younger sister was Ananga Manjari. And Nityananda Prabhu's Lila, Gaur Lila, Nityananda Prabhu's wife, Janava Mata, is Ananga Manjari. So that's why Balaram is also expanding himself as Ananga Manjari to serve Radharani in Madhurji. That's why Balaram is in this way serving in all verses to whom? Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Of course, in Brajalila, when Krishna is when Balaram is walking alone in Govardhan or in Bank of Jamuna, some other, if Balaram sees there is a footprints of Radharani, immediately he will change his way and go in opposite side. Similarly, if Radharani sees that this Balaram footprint is there, then she also immediately changes her way. They respect each other. If you do Govardhan Parikrama, you see after crossing Govinda Kundu, you go inside, there is a very temple, small temple on top of Govardhan. It's called Luk Dauji. What is? Temple, then footprint of Balaram. But we are not climbing, but before coming to Iskan, one time I went there up and I saw the footprint, very nice footprint, Balaram. He told that when Krishna was enjoying rasa with his group of gopis, then Balaram was standing there hiding and he was looking. Krishna, how Krishna is performing the rasa. So that's why his footprint is there. Balaram also performed rasa. But the gopis are different. Krishna's gopis are different and Balaram's gopis are different. To whom Krishna danced, they are not danced with Balaram. And those that dance with Balaram, they don't dance with Krishna. They are different. Those who are in Madhurya, in conjugal relation with Balaram, they have friendship with Krishna, sakhyas. Those who are Madhurya with Krishna, they have friendship with Balaram, like that. So in this way, in every rasa we see Balaram serves Krishna. And without him, there is no service, the all service. That's why he is known as Sesa. Why he is known as Sesa? Krishna Sturaj Goswami. Because he finished all service to Krishna. Nothing remained. So if you want to start do any service to Krishna, then you have to take shelter of Balaram Nityananda. Without his shelter, without his mercy, he cannot get any service. That's why our acharya they gave, they put many nice sons to Narottam Das Thakur. That's why I chanted 1-2 verse. Hena Nita Vine Bhai Radha Krishna Pai Kela. Dhara Nita Charana Dukhana. Even he was Balaram, Krishna killed many demons in Braj. But still Balaram killed two. Who are they? Dhenukasu and Rambasu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, these demons are killed, they are actually unearthed, they are different unearthed, they are obstacles in the path of devotional service. So they represent one obstacles. And specifically Dhenukasu and Rambasu, they represent two obstacles. Ignorance, Dhenukasu is ignorance, they say, and lusty desires for Prabhupada. So these two unearthers, these obstacles, our ignorance in spiritual knowledge and the path of the bhakti and our lusty desires, the enjoying spirit, enjoying the material nature. That is a written Prabhupada. And these two unearthers, they will disappear from us with the mercy of Balaram or his representative spiritual master. They are not given, Krishna not give up. By worshipping Krishna not doing bhakti, he is not giving up. These two unearthers, the obstacles in Balaram master or his representative who? Spiritual master. That's why paying up on the obeisances to Ajnana Chiran Dasya. Jnananjana Sagataya Chakshurunimitam Jenas Asmai Sri Guru Bhagavan. Jada Vidyadatta Mayara Vaivava Tumara Bhajane Badha Anitya Samsaya Moho Janmanya Jivaku Karaya Badha. Patni Vata Krishnani. All these educations in the schools, college, universities, and big PhD holders, they may have Nobel laureates, but they are fool number one. Open to everyone. You don't know anything. You are rascals. Fool number one. Because these are all these knowledge they are getting. They have no help in spiritual. They are not no help in our devotional service. The Jivaku Karaya Gadha, simply by taking these big degrees, people want to know how to work, how to collect money. Money is sweeter than honey, brighter than samsara. So they are completely ignorant in a spiritual side. Then who is giving the spiritual knowledge? Guru. And who is that Guru? He is representing the Nityananda. So that's why this anartha, Balaram, this is a Dhenukasu, he is in form of an S. Gadha, if you want to say someone, you are foolish, without using the word fool or foolish, you can tell you are an S. Gadha. You don't understand this, telling you the ignorant person. So here in form of an S, and with his and thought, not an ordinary essence, huge essence, having the strength of more than 10,000 elephants, such a huge, big ass, where he was living? Talavan. Tala means palm. Palm fruit. This whole forest was full of palm trees and palm fruits. And Dhenuka Asura, he was living there. Demon Dhenuka, living in the forest. Thousands of his family members, all in a form of an S. And they are not allowing anyone to enter the forest. Just like these people, those are having big degree, university degree, they think this Hare Krishna people are fool. They don't allow in their office, come and distribute, you go with the books, they will not allow. You are useless people, well. So like the Dhenukasura, these people are Dhenukasura. Representing Dhenukasura, they have no knowledge, but I think we know everything. Prabhupada told them as Mr. Frog. They don't know anything. So Dhyanasura liked that he was just residing in the palm forest, and he said, this is my jewel. No one can enter in this forest. But when there was some one time there is an incision, just after the beginning of rainy season, there's so many palm fruits there ripen, and the sweet smell was good, going everywhere. And the coward boys, they are just with Rama and Krishna. They told him, Rama, Rama, Mahabahu, Krishna, Dushta, Nibahana, oh Rama, oh most strong person, strength, and oh Krishna, killer of all the wickets, all the demons. We have a desire to enjoy this fruit of the palm fruit. Very nice smell is coming. Please do something for us. Then they laugh, Krishna Balaram. Okay, let's go. They are funny. Balaram first entered the forest. Then he just pulled one palm tree. Just started shaking the tree. So many palm fruits fell out. Hearing the sound, who came? Then was wrong. How the day when an ass attacks someone, how? Putting his back, legs, hind legs, just attack Balaram, just kick Balaram in his chest. Balaram did not get anything. The second time he came again to kick Balaram, Balaram immediately pulled his two legs and started moving him very heavy and throw him on top of the sheep mountain. So these three were dropped and then he followed up by one and the other three, like 1,000 trees at a time. With Dhanukasura, in this way he get killed, lost his consciousness, died. So that's why the Dhanukasura, then many thousands of this asses, they come. And Krishna Balaram, very dear, they are playing. Very nice game, the coward boy, they were clapping here, Jai. So in this way, killing of Dhanukasura means killing our demons. So that is Balaram. He is the Adi Guru. He is representative of spiritual master. Is his representative. By his mercy only, we destroy demons. Similarly, Pralambasura. Because the only, if I speak about one Dhanukasura's pastime, it will go 2-3 hours. So they have to tell you, half an hour, 14 minutes, I will have to tell the whole Balaram Mahavir question. Dhanukasura and who? Pralambasura. Pralambasura was a conscious agent. Conscious ending, after there so many demons are killed by Krishna. There's Putana, then Punavarta, then Bakasura, Dhasura, then all these demons, then finally, Pralambasura. Pralambasura, he just took the shape of a coward boy. They were all siddhis. He just transferred a coward boy, but then he entered in the group of coward boys. When coward boys are playing Krishna with Krishna Balaram, he entered. But Krishna Maharaj, this demon is entered inside. Then they told, okay, we have to play. I have to do some. Today is some wrestling. Two groups, and we wrestle each other. If one group is defeated, then the defeating group has to carry one person from the opposite, those are winners, on their shoulder. Then we can maybe go up to Bhandi River, that is the banana tree, big, huge banana tree. 2 kilometers may carry him, or 1 kilometer may carry him. So you are okay, but Pralambasura must be very intelligent. He saw that Krishna is most powerful. Right? So he remained in which side? Krishna's side. Krishna's side there. Somehow or other, but Krishna's side was defeated, and Balaram was leader in the other side. So Pralambasura was defeated, so he has to carry Balaram. Krishna has to carry Sridhar. So he was now, Pralambasura, so just Balaram sat on his shoulder. He took up to the destination of that tree, but after that he just forward, took Balaram. What is going on? Why are you taking me? They're taking me away. So Balaram, he started heavy. It can be heavy. Who can carry Balaram? He has not done. Now he is so heavy, I cannot carry. Now he, so he won't burn. It's a huge demon. Balaram told him, oh, yes, it's a demon. Immediately he just, one, what? Fist. Heavy. Heavy, just one fist. Immediately vomiting, by vomiting blood, he fell down on the ground and died. That is Kapartha means cheating. He is not a coward boy, but he took the form of coward boy. And lusty desire, this is also Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is declaring lusty desires. So this desire, this is also, this is also destroyed by whom? Balaram. Or he is repeated the spiritual master. This is not destroyed by Krishna. That's why we have to enter spiritual life, we have to take shelter of spiritual master, Balaram. Radha Krishna, Paite Rai, cannot get lotus feet of Radha and Krishna without mercy of Balaram Nityananda. Whose shelter is more safe? Taking shelter of Krishna or Balaram? Taking shelter of Nityananda or Gauranga? Those are most fortunate, intelligent, they take shelter of Nityananda. Jai Sushi Gopita Nityananda. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we see two persons specifically, and just brief example. One person was under shelter of Gauranga, Chota Haridas, who was direct associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he did little mistake, and Mahaprabhu rejected him. But Kala Krishna Das, he was under shelter of Nityananda, he was Nityananda person. But Mahaprabhu could not kick him out because he was already under shelter of Nityananda. So because Nityananda Prabhu giving him shelter, Mahaprabhu could not kick him out. Very long story, I cannot, time is not there. That's why it is more safe to take shelter of spiritual master than to take shelter of Krishna directly. What is the standard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? 64 around 1 lakh men. Mahaprabhu declared when he was in Jagannathpuri. He told, if someone is not chanting 1 lakh name, I don't accept even a glass of water from him. Only I eat from the hand of lakhpatis. Means who is chanting 1 lakh name, 64 round. That is standard of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Otherwise he is not going to deliver anyone. Though he is Patita Pavan. So Prabhupada, when he came into the Western world, he was thinking, what is going on? He asked, first chant 64 rounds, 8 hours. He pleased them, he refused. I'm not possible. 84 rounds, 64 rounds, 8 hours chanting. Prabhupada told, okay, chant 32 rounds. Then do 4 hours service. After 1 week, they also returned. It is also Swamiji, it is not difficult. Then Gopal was very intelligent. He was thinking how these people should deliver. There is so much compassion in the heart for this political sexuals. They were thinking about Abadhut. If he will not come, then these people should not deliver. Who will deliver these people? Gopal told, okay, 16 round minimum and 6 to 8 hour service. Then he prayed Nityananda. Gaudiya Mathe, you go, you see Gauranga and Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, that is their preaching. Prabhupada, he brings Nityananda, minister to Gauranga. Because Nityananda, he did not consider all these things. He is our dhuk. Amare kiniya loha vaja Gaurahari. I will simply, you can purchase me. Simply chant Gauranga! So even if you chant once Gauranga, you will just purchase. Who declared? No one is chanting, when I am chanting Gauranga, no one is chanting. How you get the mercy of Nityananda? How you get mercy from Nityananda? What is Nityananda promised to him? Amare kiniya loha bhaja? If you want my favor, you have to chant Gauranga. You go to Mayapur, Navadi Parikrama, Mayapur, every day people start Gauranga and then see it. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Gauranga, two words. What? Gaura? We chanting Radhe Shyam, Radha Krishna. Same meaning, Gauranga. Same meaning. That is also one mantra. Sivananda saying, that is the Ishta mantra. He was chanting always. What? Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. That is Japa mantra. So anyhow, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And so that's why Prabhupada very intelligently brought our initial who? Nityananda and Gauranga. Very not different. Because Nityananda is avadhut. You go in his shelter, just catch his lotus feet. Nityananda will not let you go. Vindhi Maharaj broke his throne. What? This organ pot. That is, you are drinking your liquor all that time. And then there was this crack in his head. Blood was coming out. Still Nityananda telling. No, Gauranga Mahaprabhu became angry. He called Sudarshan to kill these brothers. Immediately, he threw just to hold the feet of Gauranga. No, please give me these two souls, Jagai Madhai. Please give them to me. He gave them shelter, Jagai Madhai. It's very merciful. Respectfully, in Kali Yuga, Balaram appeared as Nityananda. We have all of us, conditioned souls. Hena Nitaya Dine Bhai Radha Krishna. Etc. of Nityananda Balaram. We will say. And we don't consider any rules, regulations. But he is conditioned still to follow minimum things what Prabhupada gave us. For the body principles. Chant. How many rounds? 16 rounds. One person asked Prabhupada, how your Guru Maharaj told 64 rounds, Gauranga Mahaprabhu told 64 rounds. How are you telling only chanting 16 rounds will deliver? How is it possible? The tears just come from Prabhupada's eyes. Do you think I'm cheating? Do you think I'm cheating? I'm not cheating. Because we are the shelter of whom? Balaram. Prabhupada told the gate door tree. My key is with me. When there is a festival in temple, the main door, thousands of people enter the main door when they are chanting 64 rounds. The back door screen is with me. Come in back side, and there I enter. When you, after leaving your body, when you go to a spiritual world, they will ask to whom you belong, who is your master. So Prabhupada telling, I am waiting there for his coming. Because he is representing whom? Nityananda Balaram, his spiritual master. So in this way, there are many things to speak. You can, if you want to glorify Balaram, it will take 7 days, whatever. You can speak day and night, not finish. His name is Ananta. How can he finish his glories? So because time is limit, and I told me it already 10 minutes fast away. So I stop here. So please take shelter of whom? Nityananda. You cannot go directly also jump to Nityananda. Take shelter of his representative. Who? Prabhupada. Jasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, jasya aprasada, nagata kutopi. There is no other way. You take shelter of Nityananda's representative, spiritual master. In this way, please Nityananda Prabhu, and finally Gauranga or Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.